Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Charlotte County, Florida public schools are indoctrinating children with anti-Christian, pro-Islam propaganda in the textbooks. I'm Matt Barber. Joining me in studio is Richard Mast, a litigation attorney with Liberty Counsel. Richard, we talk often about the hostility that we see in school districts and so forth against Christianity and about using the artificial, the myth of, quote, separation of church and state in order to both bash and try to silence freedom of Christian expression in the public schools. We've got a little bit of that as along with pro-Islamic propaganda in Charlotte County, Florida. What is going on there?
The school board of Charlotte County voted to keep the pro-Islamic, anti-Christian textbook, The Earth and Its Peoples, in spite of the fact of numerous discussions and documented evidence from the textbook itself showing that it is unsuitable for educating children, that it's biased in its treatment of Islam, it denigrates Christianity, and it elevates Islam and the Prophet Muhammad.
Okay, well, let's get into some specifics here. I believe there's a chapter on Christianity in the book, and there are how many chapters on Islam?
Well, one would hope there would be a chapter on Christianity in the book, but instead there's a page and a quarter on the rise of Christianity, contrasted with a complete chapter, 23 pages of engaging into the depths of Islamic doctrine, and it even quotes verses from the Quran.
Wow, and it refers to Jesus as a Jew, right?
Right.
With no further explanation, just Jesus, a Jew from Galilee, I think. What does it say?
It says, Jesus, a Jew from Galilee, he came to reform Jewish beliefs and practices. It discusses what some scholars call him, and he's maybe a rabbi, he may be a fiery prophet, a political revolutionary. That's all in the space of one paragraph. In contrast, Muhammad is styled the Prophet, or the Prophet Muhammad, with a capital P, an honorific term that you would think would be suitable for religious leaders to call their own central figure of their belief system. But in contrast, Jesus is simply Jesus, not Jesus Christ, not the Messiah Jesus, which if you were seeing equivalent treatment between the different religious systems, you might see a comparison of that nature.
Okay, so... In the context of what we see happening around the world, this just is mind-boggling to me. We see ISIS on the rampage. Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a joint session of Congress recently, pointing out that the Iranian Islamic State, if you will, is seeking nuclear weapons to destroy Israel, to destroy the Jewish people around the world, to destroy Christians around the world. This is all... In the Quran, these are mandates from the so-called Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, and historically, it is and unequivocally, Muhammad was a slave trader. He beheaded innocent people. He was a pedophile. This is all documented. This is not even controversy. These are facts. I don't suppose that in the 23 chapters on the rise of Islam, any of this is pointed out.
Well, the 23 pages on the rise of Islam, I've read every single page and I have reviewed it. It nowhere in that full chapter does the word jihad appear. Instead, it talks about conversion to Islam as if it was this organic thing that people left religious belief systems of thousands of years just on we want to be more like our Islamic overlords for no reason.
Oh, unbelievable. And I keep saying 23 chapters, 23 pages. One chapter. Okay, so now what has happened now here the other day, and I guess it was last week sometime recently, with the school board here? Have they fully adopted this propaganda now, and is it becoming part of the curriculum?
It was challenged by a textbook review committee. The superintendent appointed a few of the more vocal parents to this committee, but made sure that his handpicked numbers were sufficient to get the votes that they wanted. So it was mostly 8-2 for a series of 10 votes. And then the school board last night voted to ratify this kangaroo court of a textbook review committee. And then, you know, so at this point, that process has run its course. The parents in the Charlotte County schools need to rise up and seek a political solution, throw these guys out of office and replace them with people who will take a more stewardship approach to what is being taught to impressionable children.
Well, this is just one more example, isn't it, of how elections have consequences. We often say that in the context of a you know, a presidential election, a congressional election, elections for judges in various states and so forth. But we're talking all the way down to dog catcher. I mean, it matters. People have influence over the materials being taught in public schools, over public policy. Elections have consequences.
That's exactly right. And school board is one that people often gloss over, but they should take it very seriously. This is what is being given to our kids, and these kids will become citizens one day, and will vote and make choices based on the material that they've learned. This is false material. I mean, this textbook even claims that under Islam, women were treated better and had more rights than Christianity. And it even strays into the culture wars, lauding Islam's allegedly favorable attitude towards homosexuality, which is one of those things of like, why would you put that in there unless you're trying to delegitimize the current culture and elevate something in favor of a political cause celeb?
Well, okay, wait a minute now. They actually say that Islam has a favorable approach toward homosexuality. Okay, now that may be true to an extent, in that we know that in Afghanistan, for instance, the Islamists there have dancing boys. So they engage in homosexual pedophilia. That is part of the Islamic culture. That is widely accepted. But people who are effeminate, particularly effeminate homosexuals, under the dictates of the Quran, of Islam, they are to be executed. We've seen
ISIS throwing these individuals off of the tops of buildings, and yet this textbook has the gall to say Islamic attitudes toward homosexuality were ambivalent, and women in general enjoyed relatively high status under Islamic law. Those are direct quotes that I'm reading you from.
This is just mind-boggling. It actually says that women in general enjoyed relatively high standards under Islamic law. Though urban women tended to live in seclusion. This is propaganda of the first order. All people need to do is look at what's happening right now in the Middle East to see that women are treated as chattel, to be beaten with impunity, that women are actually executed for being raped. They're executed. If they're raped, they're executed for adultery under the dictates of Islam. Yet this propaganda says they're treated, and that homosexuals who are visibly being executed. So my question is, where are the radical feminists? Where are the leftists? Where are the homosexual activists decrying this pro-Islamic propaganda? The real threat to these folks is Islam, not Christianity.
Well, they look at it as the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so anything that they can do to deconstruct Christianity, to deconstruct Western culture, if they can do that by elevating non-Western cultures or religions, non-Christian religion in some fashion, they'll do so. And we see 23 pages of that here compared to just a page and a quarter on Christianity. You know, they have the gall to claim that the teachings of Jesus, whatever he actually taught, can't be known. And that the real, you know, just as much as the ultimate victory of Christianity over rival religions had as much to do with historical circumstances as it did with its spiritual appeal. And so they label Christianity as just another thing of its time.
Well, folks, these are progressives, no doubt, so-called. I've often said there is an Islamo-progressive axis of evil. It can only explain, Richard said, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and the enemy of progressives and the enemy of Islamists is Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The enemy of Islamists, the enemy of progressives is truth. It is Jesus. Go to lc.org to learn more about this case, other cases that Liberty Counsel is involved with, standing up for the true fabric of our nation, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The historical record is unequivocal on that. We are a nation founded on the precepts of Judeo-Christianity. Even Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers recognized the threat that the precepts of Islam posed toward freedom, toward women, toward women's rights, toward homosexuals who are engaged in a sinful lifestyle. But Jesus taught to love these individuals, not stone them to death or push them off a building, as Islam teaches. Go to lc.org to learn more about becoming a partner with Liberty Council. Please, Liberty Council is able to do what it does through your generous gifts and contributions. Everything is pro bono, so go to lc.org or call 1-800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.